This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the next hour of conversation here, the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on Friday. This is a very interesting reality, Victoria. The fact that there are people who have figured out how to scam Volkswagen. You know, the turn-in for the diesel cars is taking place this month.
Right.
And I've told you before that my son and my daughter both have these Volkswagen diesels. My daughter has opted to keep the car because she likes it. My son, who's a little more of a schnickelfritz, says, no, these guys, they screwed us. I want my money. Well, the car was due to be turned in this week, in fact, and he was going to get $3,400 in cash back from Volkswagen, and he thought because of that he'd do business with Volkswagen and get another car from him because he thinks that the product they have is good, even though he doesn't care much for management.
Mm-hmm.
So his car was stolen 2 weeks ago. And they can't find the police said, you'll never find the car. It's disappeared. The insurance company is going to give him a certain amount of money. Well, they're going to give it to him because it was a leased car, so the money will go to Volkswagen. But listen to this scam that has surfaced this week. There are people who are buying these cars, mostly dealers, buying these Volkswagen diesels at auctions. You know, there are these formal car auctions all around the country where they sell every day hundreds of cars to dealers. And so this guy, this used car dealer, buys, he knows the loophole of the program. And as a dealer that has sold it, they're getting more money than the individuals. Some of them are being paid the entire value of the car, like 18,000 bucks. So
Wow. This
guy buys one of the cars at an auction. And he calls up Volkswagen and says, I got one of these cars, and I need, you know, I've got it. I need to get my money back. So this guy registers the car under his own name. He contacts Volkswagen, submits the paperwork, shows the vehicle is his, and he gets sent a check for $10,000 and keeps the car. The money was intended for the actual owner, the first owner of the Volkswagen diesel. Not a dealer who doesn't inform the prior owner of the windfall and keeps the profit on the sly.
I'm surprised that Volkswagen didn't pick up the car, though. Didn't they say, where is the vehicle? We need to take it back now?
Well, apparently, they're telling some dealers, from what my son tells me, we'll take the car or you can sell it on your own. So that's part of the loophole. He's already bought it. He doesn't tell them that he's already bought it. This is, and by the way, what my son suspected, because the police told him that there was a gang of Russians running around Los Angeles stealing the cars. They have the address of the cars that were leased. So they steal the cars. They put them on a boat in Long Beach. The cars reported stolen. But the money, instead of going to the leaseholder, goes to the owner, i.e. Volkswagen. So Volkswagen gets the car back to sell. This is another complete scam. I mean, there's so many scams involved with this thing.
So many levels. My God, this is like a movie.
Right. It is. It's amazing. On one hand, the cleverness of people to figure out, you know, Volkswagen had no process for being able to handle a car that gets stolen. There was nothing in the procedure.
So did they hire the Russians?
Apparently they did.
Do you think this will be like the next big Bank of America thing that blows up, and then they'll end up paying back hundreds of millions of dollars to people?
Well, but see, there's so much money in this. So far, the number of vehicles and the amount of money that's involved is there $8 billion worth of cars that are floating around that are these diesel-powered machines, not only in our country, but all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they can figure out a scam where they get back before, you know, they get, you can say, oh, come on, Doug, they're not going to get, some people say they're not going to get caught. And others say, oh, somebody has to turn them in. It's, everybody knows what's going on.
Right.
So they'll prosecute them.
But they can tie this deal.
Yeah. They can tie this stuff up in court forever. They can, you know how long some of these cases last, violations of this law and that law, security law, all of these things. I mean, they know the system, they get a lot of money, they can just screw with it forever. And so that's apparently what they're doing. I just find it, I think the reason that I'm interested, not only because of my children have these cars, but how clever people are sometimes at being crooks.
Mm-hmm.
How it is,
and if they use their powers for good instead of evil.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, if they could use their powers for good instead of evil, it just is fascinating. This whole
thing. So now, where did your son come out in all this? Because
he doesn't have the car.
A car.
He doesn't get the money.
He doesn't get any insurance money. He's literally starting at square one.
Yes.
Oh.
He's going back, and this time I think he's gonna. We were talking about this the other day. Now, they gave him money for a rental car for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That runs out right after the first of the year, so he thinks he's going to get one of those Chevy Volts or something like that. Although the Volkswagen electric car is a pretty good car, apparently, according to him. So,
but it's so risky. Why would you want to get back in bed with them right now?
I don't know if that's risky. So really get to the brass tacks of this. This whole thing, and I find myself using this expression a lot lately, is a trumped-up deal. These cars are so much better than the cars that came before them in every way. But to meet the EPA standards, they had to lie. And now, whether Trump's going to handle this, fix this, he says he's going to get rid of the EPA, whatever, the overregulation. In this case, the overregulation was foolish. It really was. The cars are much better. So you give people goals. It's like anything else. If I say to you, all right, Victoria, Jennifer, we've got this goal for the program that we need to make over the next month, the next 6 months, whatever it is, and here's how we'll do it, and we'll work together. We can't meet the goal. Okay, well, we'll push it back another month or two. Nah, the EPA didn't give any. This is the way we're going to do it, and if you don't want to do it, then you can't sell cars in America. That was really the approach they took. Because under this administration, there's been nothing but that kind of stuff. Heavy-handed regulations that really don't benefit. Is it going to be better to have cleaner air and eventually have engines that don't burn as much fossil fuel or whatever it is? Yeah, it's going to be to everybody's benefit. But the other side, you got to be able to do it in a way that everybody kind of buys into it. So you don't have to fight and go through stuff like this. A lot of behind-the-scenes maneuvering here.
Mm.
And that sort of leads us up to a conversation we're going to have with John Schneider in a moment. Artificial intelligence and how machines are taking over with these automatic driving cars and all that other stuff. So we'll see how it will affect us in the next year, coming right up here with DJB.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone. Just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings. Only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
15 past the hour. Happy to have John Schneider with us. He's the Vice President of Product Marketing at Jive Software. Before we get into what's going on in reality, what's Jive Software? What a fascinating name, John.
Jive Software is a company focused on communication and collaboration software that makes everyday work life easier.
Yeah. That sounds good. It sounds good. Now, can we translate this into reality? So we're at the end of 2016. We have artificial intelligence in our lives all over the place. We were just talking about cars, that sort of thing. Artificial intelligence, tell us your background a little bit and how you got into this this game, this artificial intelligence world.
Absolutely. Artificial intelligence is already shaping our everyday lives in 2016, as you know, as you've been talking about. While there's been certainly much hyperbole about AI as a mischievous plot to destroy humanity, we can thank films like Ex Machina or HBO's nail-biting series Westworld for that. It's really a bit more benign than that. And that's not to say it's not exciting, but AI technology of today is far more likely to recommend the aforementioned titles in your Netflix queue than to take over the world. In fact, between recommender engines and all the natural language processing out there, I think the only thing AI has been conspiring to really do is to make our lives easier, both in and outside of the workplace. Both, you know, we see boosts in quality and speed of making speech recognition work for us. At home, what it means is you can actually talk to a device like an Alexa and get an answer immediately. And then in the workplace, you have things like bots. And the bots are helping people to do routine tasks. Imagine things like managing a support ticket where an employee can ask for help and get the help without having to worry about things like which application is where that information resides. They get the answer, they move on to the work that they're actually trying to get done. And we really expect at Jive Software that these types of trends are going to really continue to drive forward and make our lives easier and easier both at home and in the workplace.
You know, I was talking to a teacher friend of mine the other day, and I never thought of this before, ladies and gentlemen, but I am thinking that there's somebody out there who's developing a robot that will be a teacher, and I wonder how much of a factor learning is going to be using machines instead of people as we look ahead.
Absolutely, and that's an interesting topic around this idea of what a graph technology can do. What we talk about at Jive is we have a work graph, and when you think about what a work graph is, it is essentially a collaboration hub that captures all the interaction that's occurring in the enterprise, interactions between people and other people, people and information and systems. All of that is metadata that can be used to help make predictions or recommendations to individuals. So you can now start to imagine a day where your assistant, your digital assistant, is actually telling you what you should prioritize in your workday. You know, looking at your calendar, it might suggest taking one meeting over another or calling somebody up because they see some patterns of use of what's happening in the company that means you should be working with them directly. And we see a lot of that starting to happen in the workplace today.
All right, there are a lot of people talking about called Internet of Things, and how that will, there's all the dark Internet and Internet 2 and all of that stuff. So what happens in 2017 to the Internet of Things?
It gets bigger and bigger, and in fact, big data is expected to grow the whole digital universe to 44 zettabytes by 2020. And what that really translates is you could take all your favorite Saturday Night Live scripts and run them over and over looped for about 7 billion years to capture 44 zettabytes of information. So we're going to see the Internet of Things, all these connected devices talking and capturing data. That's information that can be used by machine learning to make smarter and smarter decision-making happen in the workplace.
Is there any limit to what can happen? I'm thinking about the song In the Year 2525, If Man Is Still Alive. I don't know if you know that song or not, but basically it foretells a world in which nobody has to do anything. You just exist, but you don't move your arms, your legs, you don't think, you're just a blob.
We don't see that at all, in fact. In fact, we see this the type of things that artificial intelligence do is helping avoid the relegation of human beings to the more menial tasks and helping them spend more time on the imaginative, creative, innovative, and engaging work that they really want to do. Those are the things that machine learning really can't do for you. So we actually see a very bright future with artificial intelligence.
All right, John, thank you for that prediction. John Schneider, who is the Vice President of Product Marketing at Jive Software. Victoria thought I was... Did you hear that chuckle in the background? Thank you, Victoria. 21 after the hour with DJV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Touching your musical desires for Christmas music. Let it snow. A lot of that reality over the Midwest, the Upper Midwest, actually the Lower Midwest, Kentucky and Tennessee this morning. Mississippi, temperatures in the teens. I don't know how much snow there is. I know there's a lot of snow in the area around Chicago, Upper Midwest. Perfect white snow, white Christmas circumstances will exist. And this is number 19 song on the list of the top 100 from Billboard magazine, the most popular tunes. And as I was listening with Meredith yesterday on the Sinatra channel on Sirius, this is one of the songs that came up. It's on the, they have a channel called,
Seriously Sinatra?
No, yeah, they have that, but there's, I'm talking about the Christmas thing now. There's a channel that's all Christmas music. Anyway, Sinatra, along with all the other standard producers, doing lots and lots of secular music. This is a very cool version of Let It Snow. I picked out my three favorite songs. I'll tell you about them, Victoria.
Okay.
In a few minutes, we're going to have all of us our favorite Christmas songs next week on the program. Now, in other musical news today, the situation in Aleppo has drawn a lot of reaction from some popular musicians. This battle over the largest city in Syria has ended. Rebel forces being slaughtered. Social media feeds all over this thing. Pictures of all the civilians who've been killed. These shots. Yeah, just a murdering bastard. He should be hung by his you-know-what.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the reactions coming from a lot of artists like Madonna and Pink and Bette Midler urging the UN and the U.S. to help the victims and to speak out. I mean, what is it? Speaking out against Assad is like talking to a newspaper.
To a wall, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Donating and getting organizations in there to help is the way to go. But, I mean, at least, you know, some of the celebrities are, they're tweeting links to Doctors Without Borders and UNICEF, even though I know we've talked here on this show, UNICEF's got a lot of problems, but yeah. The Red Cross, you know, waste of time and money on that one, too. But Doctors Without Borders seems to be an organization that I don't, I haven't heard
anything
about.
Is it even safe enough for them to go in there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, under the circumstances, you listen to that, to the various descriptions of what's gone on there. It's just beyond belief. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Let's spend a few moments here with the boss and Sting and some of the other celebrities who are at the Rainforest Benefit, Carnegie Hall, big crowd. This was something that went on, I think, Wednesday night. If I'm not mistaken. Is that right? In Carnegie Hall?
Yeah.
Ho, 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 this is your Jersey Santa Claus, said Bruce Springsteen. I just got in. I didn't think I was going to make it. The north wind is coming down. Temperature's dropping. All I want for Christmas is one of those. One of those. And that would be Sting, who co-hosted with Bruce. Went out on stage. Sting strapped on his guitar. Bruce had his guitar. And they had a great version of Santa Claus Coming to Town. The crowd must have had a wonderful time.
Well, the crowd didn't know Bruce was going to be there, so that was a massive surprise.
Yeah, it was great. Let's see, performances by James Taylor, Idina Menzel, who I'm just learning is very fabulously talented.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice.
Well, she created that whole show about her relationship with I was listening to her in the car with Meredith, the story of her love for a soldier and he got killed and her feelings about it. It's quite a very romantic and interesting show. Ronnie Spector performing Darlene Love, Jennifer Nettles, Manhattan Girls Chorus. So just fabulous stuff. There's nothing about Ronnie Spector and Darlene Love at Christmas that I don't find enjoyable. I don't know Jennifer Nettles, and I don't know why I don't.
Yeah, you do. Sugarland.
Oh, okay.
And she was on the show with us not so long ago talking about the 4-H Club. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So a great experience for the season at Carnegie Hall in New York City for a great benefit. Neatly and nicely done by all the performers. Nice for us to be able to celebrate with them sort of in this remembrance platform. 28 past the hour with DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Conversation continues now. DJV on the air. Doug, Jenna, and Victoria. Kara Schillen at the controls, sort of.
She is.
Hey, I'm so controls are cooperating.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 34 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So here's something right in your wheelhouse, Jennifer. And this is sort of a spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler alert. Oh, no.
Staining your teeth from wine.
Yeah.
And what wine does to your dental health. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw cold water or cold wine on your enthusiasm for drinking wine during the holiday season or anything.
Just drink white wine. Who cares?
That's the more acidic one. That ruins your tooth enamel more than red.
Enamel.
Yeah.
You won't be able to see it.
Right.
So if you're going to have a glass of wine, the best thing I can see, this is going to be very convenient, the best thing to do is to grab your toothbrush right after you've had that glass of wine and go brush your teeth.
No, that's otherwise. The worst thing to do. That's the opposite of what teeth? You're supposed to do. Yeah, you're not supposed to brush your teeth right away because it further enhances your... No, you think that's the right thing to do, and a lot of people do that.
Yeah, why would that work? Yeah.
But because the acidity, you need to wait at least an hour after your last glass before you brush your teeth because you're literally brushing away your enamel more.
Huh. See what I learned from being on this program?
I have an idea. Let's just start drinking wine from straws.
There you go.
Well, it's still going to get on your teeth unless you stick a straw down your throat. Maybe not.
But not as much. No, Jen's
right. Does that help? One of the things, Meredith had a glass of white wine the other night at dinner, and the waiter brings it over.
God, road tripping with you, she didn't drink the bottle?
Thank you.
She's like, sorry, you can just leave the bottle on the table.
Very nice. Very warm of you, Jennifer. Oh, we've had a wonderful trip down here, as a matter of fact.
Good.
Anyway, so in terms of what it does, wine, there's a plus and there's a minus. There's a buy-in and there's a get-out when it comes to wine. And so you could probably say this, though, after spending 4.5 hours with Dr. Ken yesterday in his office getting my medical checkup, both of us went in and it was like talking to ourselves when we walk out of the room listening to him tell us about the impact of doing this and doing that, you know, and with me. I'm not a wine drinker, but the stuff that I do with candy and cookies and ice cream and stuff is just as bad for tooth enamel. So the point is there are all kinds of things. So I'm going to stand up for wine here or maybe have you think about all the things you put into your mouth during the course of a day that probably are not good for you. Most of the stuff you put in your mouth is actually not good for you. When you get right down to it, it may taste good, make you feel good, all that stuff. So then you just, well, what do I really want out of life? Do I want to be, or do I want to have fun and not worry about living to be 140? Or maybe is there some blend of reality in between there? But, you know, you can find something wrong with everything. Everything.
You really can.
Me stopping,
yep.
If I stop eating ice cream, I will be a miserable human being. And you think I'm tough now. No ice cream.
And then you'll be single.
Dougie's
and then you'll die sooner
yeah,
because single
right.
men
yeah.
die sooner. So see, ice cream is keeping you alive, Doug, right?
That's it. Yep.
Alive and happy.
Keeping me alive. Yes, right. Okay, so here's a story. This kind of reminds me. This has been a very troubling week for human rights, human relations around the world. The Aleppo situation is something that the news media is fascinated with because it's the politically correct thing to be focused on. But then there's this femicide problem in Argentina. There apparently is a case of femicide every 30 hours, almost one a day. And there are people who are trying to get the government to do something about it. So if you don't know what femicide is, I don't know if I have as much authority in explaining it as does a lady. So I'll leave Victoria and Jennifer to explaining what goes on in this killing. And it doesn't just go on in Latin America. It goes on in Africa. It goes on in many of the supposed sub-nations. There are supposedly 30-some-odd nations that are the progressive leaders of the world. And then if you look at the other end of the spectrum of 194 countries, there are 30 or 40 that are just like living in a world that we couldn't possibly imagine, where things like this go on. It just is so foreign to us. I don't think we understand it, ladies. I can't imagine how this goes on. The violence against women, men who just do anything they want with women. It's like chattel. It's like they own a horse. That kind of stuff. So what gets done to fix this? What ought to be the international focus of fixing this?
That's a big problem. I don't know.
Female rights this is a difficult problem because you have cultures that respect women or don't, mm-hmm. or have different sets of rules or have different ideas of where women stand in society. And so I think the people, it's hard because the people who say we shouldn't really get involved and impose democracy on the rest of the world or Western way of life are the same people who are really upset about the treatment of women. I mean, you know, that's the struggle. Do you go in and do you tell people what they're doing is wrong because you know better? I mean, it seems to me that we do. We want to protect all women, right? We want to protect every life. Every life has value. But when you go into other cultures where that doesn't exist, how do you do the convincing? I mean, that takes a lot to try to move a society
to go
from
home, mind
a male,
your own business and get
right,
out of our face.
A male-dominated society to one that respects females. I mean, that's tough. That's a long answered question. I mean, is it political? Is it military? Is it, do you bring Christian groups in who talk about respect for women and I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is Argentina, right? I mean, this is a problem in around the world. But
well, the most recent problem is Argentina
recent.
At the moment.
They had 70,000 women in Argentina a couple months ago marched in protest against femicide. Mm-hmm. And the government has actually, they've made some stricter laws. But the problem, though, is it's that machismo attitude that is just so prevalent in the male culture that at home, a woman can go out and she can work and she can, you know, do whatever she wants, but then at home, it's still that, like Dan said, it's changing that mindset and changing a culture, and that's very difficult to do.
And sometimes men, even in our culture, hide their reality. They want to get somebody so they're nice as pie to a woman, and they engage her literally and figuratively, get married, and then the whole situation changes, and the women become captives, they become slaves, they become, I used the word chattel before, but that's really kind of what it is.
I mean, and let's be honest, you know, look at the NFL. You know, look to the NFL. Domestic violence is domestic violence. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. So we've got plenty
of
problems right here.
Sanctioned. It's sanctioned. All right, let's spend a minute on another problem and just opinions. That's what this program is about. Opinions, different points of view, although many times we find ourselves agreeing. We may disagree. I don't know that we'll disagree on this. The focus on what's going on in the animal kingdom in our country is, in a sense, similar to what we were just talking about with regard to women, the lack of regard for animals. But this is sort of one of those things, oh, geez, I didn't think about that. Number of animals that have no place to live because suburbanites moving into it. I can tell you in my neck of the woods, more roads being built, more homes being built, the deer... even woodchucks, who are part of the farm reality, they don't know where to go. They don't have a place to go. And you look at now how many roads there are, not only in our country, but around the rest of the planet, these boundaries are getting in the way of wildlife. The other day I was driving back to the house at 4 o'clock in the morning, a deer jumped right out in front of me, missed the car by 3, maybe 4 feet. I mean, at this time, they're all over the place because they can't find as much to eat. The snow's on the ground. So they're going into people's backyards and eating what's left of their flowers, stuff like that. And so is it something that we care about in our country or elsewhere, even in Africa where there are more roads being built? What does that do to the wildlife there, the elephants and the lions and that sort of thing? And do we care? Is it something that is important or there's plenty of those. We don't have to worry about them. It's a state of consciousness. The business with women, business with animals, I don't mean to turn this into a lecture series, but, excuse me, I think that there are a lot of people that just are so engrossed or enmeshed in their own world. It isn't that they're not interested. They just don't know or they don't pay attention because it's not in front of them. We pay attention to that which is in front of us and try to do things to, we hear the same stuff over and over again about the Trump administration and what that's going to mean, good or bad. We hear the sports news every day and, you know, would your favorite teams win or do they lose? And the weather is horrible. So we got to go to work and pay our bills, make a living. So these other things become secondary. And I even wonder sometimes whether I ought to talk about them on the air, except that they so bother me.
Yeah.
That I figure this is an expression of our opinions on things. And my opinion is I don't know what to do about stuff. Bringing people to a state of consciousness or awareness is one thing, and people say to me, okay, you bring us a problem, so why don't you have a solution? I don't know what the solution is. You're not going to stop the planet from exploding population-wise unless you give everybody a condom in India and all the Catholics. And I'll talk about this in Israel next week, because the population explosion there with the Hasidic conservative Jews that think they have to have 8 children, all these families, and they're taxing the system over there, because Israel, as we all know, is the state of the size of New Jersey. And there are, I don't know, 15, 16, 17, 18 million people live there, and it's very cramped in some of the cities. And so what do you do about this stuff? And I don't know the answer, frankly.
Right.
So maybe I shouldn't bring this stuff up because I can't.
No, but creating a dialogue is important. That's always the first step to any
the first step, sure.
Yeah. All right, 45 past the hour. What happens to Monica Crowley? I bet you're all sitting on the edge of your seats wondering.
Can hardly wait.
Well, my God. Yeah, that's next in the TV report here.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Plex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just checked the TV report. Sad news for those of you who are fans of the NBA. A fellow who's been around reporting for Turner Sports on basketball for a long time, Craig Sager, died. He had a rare form of cancer, and he'd been fighting it for a couple of years. This is the guy, if you can't place him, if you watch basketball and see the guy out on the floor with the wild coats, that's him. Sport coach. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who. Yeah, this is. He sort of reminded me a little bit of Howdy Doody or some of the people who used to be on some of those old TV shows that would wear Pinky Lee crazy. None of you know.
Yeah, he always had the crazy suits on. That's right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, you couldn't miss him on the sidelines. That's for sure.
So a lot of people paying tribute to him. And he's passing.
He was so young. I mean, gosh.
65.
Alan Thicke and Craig Sager, it's sad.
By the way, I heard Jennifer, I don't want to get stuck on this, but Thicke died and didn't need to die. There are all kinds of stories about that hospital.
Oh, no.
I know, St. Joe's in Burbank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was okay when he went in there. I mean, he had a problem.
He was talking and taking pictures on the stretcher.
And then he comes out in a casket, and something's a little screwy there.
Yeah.
News analyst from Fox.
Woof. Wow. Impressive.
Monica Crowley is going to go to work for the Trump administration. So Fox says you're fired. Okay.
What is she going to do?
I don't know. She's Alan Combs.
National security.
Wife's sister. That as much as I know. And people say Alan Combs, he's a very good radio talk show host. I've been around her a few times. She leaves me vapid. I think she's like... there's one other one. Anyway, it sounds negative. So
you're not saying this is a good pick.
I don't care. I mean, she didn't bring anything to me one way or another. Frankly,
I mean,
I'd like to see Laura Ingraham become press secretary. Go ahead.
Very smart in matters of national security, which is why she got tapped for that department. So
really,
it'll be good.
All right, 5 seconds on what's big on TV tonight, Jennifer.
If I were gonna watch anything, it'd be MacGyver or Hawaii 5-0 on CBS.
Good for you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are a traveler, you've come to the right spot. Some overviews of air travel and other, well, I think the folks ought to be on air travel with Pauline Frommer this week. Pauline is at Frommer's.com, which is the home of the Frommer's Travel Guides, where lots of people not only in our country but around the world go for trusted information on travel, where to get the deals, etc., etc. So let's go down that road in just a moment here.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Tired of serving traditional punch or eggnog for holiday celebrations? Here's a recipe that will spice up your party this season.
Here in the South, everything's hotter.
The summers, the winters, the food, even our hot chocolate. So give your next batch a little caliente boost.
Warm milk with some brown sugar, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. Stir in semi-sweet chips until melted and finish with a splash of vanilla extract. It has just the right amount of kick to get the party started.
We do most of our holiday entertaining shopping at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. We'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS Pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to Easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide, here with a focus on air travel as it gets more basic. I complain a lot. I'm not a fan, even though I'm a member of the elite, quote-unquote, at American Airlines. It doesn't seem to mean anything much anymore, Pauline. And now you see United and is actually getting into this basic economy fare. Delta apparently is looking at it. Americans looking at it. They're all wanting to make more money, which is their right, their business. They ought to be making as much money as possible. And it's our right to go somewhere else, except where else? It's like they're all operating as a cabal. They're all the same. So,
well, there just aren't that many of them.
Yeah,
you
no
mentioned three of the four that control, what, 80%+ of the routes in this country. Actually, Delta has a basic economy fare. So does United's. United is the ugliest right now. With United's fare, you not only get no points towards loyalty, if you get their basic fare, so it's basically just that one flight, those what you spent won't mean anything for future flights, but you can't even take a rollerboard. You can't put anything in the overhead bin. Delta's fare isn't quite as ugly. American has said they will have a basic economy fare sometime in 2017, but they haven't yet announced what the details are.
So what it boils down to, if I read it or interpret it the correct way, somebody like me that is a seasoned traveler, somebody who's got status and used to be able to get fairly good upgrades with miles, et cetera, if we're lucky, we'll be able to get on the plane first, find our seat, and be able to put stuff up overhead without being harassed. But the upgrade situation, I mean, that sounds like what that's going to be the value. If there is any other value, it'll be accidental.
Well, we know with American, it used to be that you could sign up in advance to be bumped up to first class or business class.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they're going to allow you to do that, but they're going to take into account not just your status, but how much money you spent to get that status. So if there's some, you know, business guy who travels every week, he's going to be on the line ahead of you, even if he signs up just when he gets to the airport and you signed up when you bought the ticket to get that upgrade. So
I see that there's a lot of talk with Virgin and Alaska. Alaska's trying to tell everybody the Virgin product's going to stay the same. Yeah, for about 3 weeks. I don't see that staying the same. Do you?
See, I don't know. It doesn't make sense for it to stay the same because I have to pay a fee if it does. But we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Always check out, if you're traveling, what they have.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.